You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, best day of the week, April 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The pill, still available. Arrest made at that Sweet 16 shooting in Alabama. Shoplifters getting more violent. And RFK Jr. announcing his run for president. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the Supreme Court justices are asking for more time to consider this issue of the abortion pill, mifepristone. This is the new the pill. When I say the pill, everyone knows what I'm talking about. There's tens of thousands of types of pills. But when I say the pill, everyone knows what I'm talking about. That pill you have to take every day at the same time for decades. And surely there's side effects. Or you could just take this new the pill. You take it the one or two times when you get pregnant and don't want to be pregnant. And our medical community will not tell women what the true ramifications are of this new the pill. States like California have been stockpiling it, over 2 million pills, in case the Supreme Court says it's no longer allowed. The Supreme Court was supposed to make a ruling last night, but they punted until Friday. The question is, did the FDA follow their own rules when approving this drug 23 years ago? For instance, the FDA had to classify pregnancy as an illness in order to get mifepristone approved in the way they did. Stay tuned for tomorrow's ruling. You've heard of the Sweet 16 shooting in Alabama, 4 people killed, 32 injured. Now 3 arrests have been made, a 16 and 17-year-old, they are both brothers, and a 20-year-old charged with 4 charges of reckless murder. The 17-year-old played on the local high school football team, and he was getting noticed by some D2 and junior college programs. His coach is asking you to withhold judgment until more facts come out. I'm not saying they are victims, but what I am saying is that the picture that's being painted now, that they just showed up to shoot up the party, is not the reality of the situation. Shoplifters getting more violent. A Home Depot employee in California near Oakland was trying to stop a shoplifter, and the shoplifter shot and killed him. Meanwhile, a pizza delivery man outside Philadelphia was delivering his pie when someone who stole a car was on a high-speed chase, slammed into a telephone pole, got out, ran on foot, and the pizza delivery guy saw one of the suspects, a 17-year-old, and tripped him, all the while never dropping the pizza. That's a cool story, but also be careful. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of President JFK, announced his run for president in the Democratic Party. RFK Jr. is currently married to Cheryl Hines, who played Larry David's wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm. He already has 14% support in the first poll. 32% of Biden's 2020 voters are supporting someone other than Joe Biden. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, big energy in liberal media corridors as Fox News is punished for foolish coverage of the 2020 election. As you may know, FNC will pay almost $800 million to the Dominion Voting Machine Company and has admitted some of its programs misled viewers and some Fox personnel knew that was happening in real time. Because FNC will not be completely destroyed, however, the usual far-left loons are disappointed. Wounded is not enough. They want death to the conservative infidels. Going forward, Fox News faces a similar lawsuit from the Smartmatic company and perhaps thousands of other lawsuits from Fox shareholders. So this is a certified disaster. And this is what happens when money becomes more important than honest information. Since I left FNC, the template has changed from fair and balanced to tell the audience what it wants to hear. And millions of Trump voters to this day want to believe the 2020 election was rigged. That opinion can certainly be presented if you provide a counter opinion, equal time. However, once the facts begin to overwhelm any point of view, a news agency has an obligation to say that. On BillO'Reilly.com, I examined all the fraud charges and concluded that no federal court would accept the cheating allegations. Therefore, the election was not going to be refuted. When I said that, I lost 1,000 premium members. So be it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Tony LaFrazia, Winthrop, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. Bill, I can understand why Fox is being sued, but isn't this type of reporting routine procedure for other media organizations? Shouldn't we be seeing these types of suits on a daily basis? Not at this level, because you have to show damage, and then you have to show malice in assessing the damage. It's very complicated to do it, Tony. Very complicated. This is a very rare case. Michael, concierge member, Michael gets direct access to me. I don't believe Dominion as a company is worth anywhere close to their demand. I'd also like to see how they will prove damages. Well, we're not going to see any of that because Fox decided that they didn't want to do it. Simple as that. Alana, I don't think anyone will ever convince me that the election wasn't stolen. Just like Carrie Lake in Arizona, how do you explain that one? I don't have to explain it. If Carrie Lake in Arizona running for governor was a victim of fraud, let's see it. You see, this is what I mean. And I'm not diminishing your opinion, Alana. If you want to think the election 2020 was rigged, you're entitled to that. But you can't state it as a fact. Gus Pullen, Houston, Texas. I've watched you since Inside Edition, Bill. And you have the best news program anywhere. I'd like to hear more about Ukraine. I can't see anything but Russia winning. Russia isn't winning. All right. Russia is getting its butt kicked economically. In fact, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that said Russian millionaires have declined half. Believe me, the oligarchs over there are furious. You got to be patient here. But Putin is not winning. And he deserves to lose. In a moment, something you might not know. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 125 years ago today, the United States Congress adopted a resolution of war against Spain. The brief conflict ended a 400-year conquest of the Americas by the Spanish. Here is the story. The Spanish-American War began with Cuba's struggle for independence in the 1890s. Spain's brutally repressive measures to halt that rebellion were widely publicized in American newspapers. To protect U.S. citizens living in Cuba, the federal government deployed three battleships to the harbor. On February 15, 1898, a massive explosion of unknown origin sank the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. 260 Americans were killed. A U.S. naval court ruled in March the ship was accidentally blown up by an underwater mine. But most people blame the Spanish. Much of Congress and a majority of the American public demanded a war. On April 20th, 1898, President William McKinley signed a joint congressional resolution authorizing the use of military force to help Cuba gain independence. Spain then severed diplomatic relations with the USA, and both sides declared war. The 10-week conflict was fought in both the Caribbean and the far Pacific. Spain was completely dominated by the American Navy. The Treaty of Paris ended the war. It was signed on December 10, 1898. In it, Spain renounced all claim to Cuba, ceded the island of Guam and Puerto Rico to the United States, and transferred sovereignty over the Philippines to America for $20 million. And here's something else you might not know. During the Spanish-American War, the U.S. military was running low on soldiers. The Army raised a ragtag group of volunteers, including cowboys, farmers, even a few outlaws. That group earned the nickname the Rough Riders. They were led into battle by a 40-year-old cattle rancher from Manhattan named Teddy Roosevelt. Back after this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day And we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.